children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Laffin. I'm delighted to be joined by Nick Davey.
Good evening.
I'm free time wrestling over Oliver Newman. How are you doing this evening, lads?
Yeah, good evening. Doing fine. Thanks. How's everyone doing?
I'm on top of the world.
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Quite literally.
So, welcome to our prediction show. So, we've decided to make a bit of a competition out of our predictions, so along with our predictions, we'll give a mark out of three of how confident we're going to be on our prediction. So, for example, if you're really confident Rollins is going to beat Lesnar, you'll probably put 3 confidence points on the result. So if Rollins beats Lesnar, you get receive 3 points, but if Lesnar beats Rollins, you'll get -3 points. So if you're really confident, put 3 points on. If you're not confident at all, just put 1. So, but then you can also play your Dillinger card, and this is the match you're most confident about, and you're willing to put 10 points on the line. So, yeah, so if you get prediction right, you get 10 points, but then if you get it wrong, you get -10 points. You don't have to play this card, but it's up to you. So it could be the difference between winning and losing.
Did you see it?
Friday, June 7th. See pun intended in action. Doing what we do best, celebrating our historic tag team championship run. I can't tell you how many days we've been champion because I have not checked, even though it's been since October 19th, 2018. You do the maths. Harry Cruz, cruising and bruising, unkillable Ryan Parrott. Come on down, it's for charity.
Alright, so should we start our WrestleMania 35 predictions with what has been reported as the kickoff show? So, we'll just rush through these three. So, who do you think is going to win the Women's Battle Royal and how confident are you?
Asuka.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I think 3 points for Asuka. Ooh. Because they've got to give her something, haven't they, after taking it. SmackDown Women's title for a week before WrestleMania.
Yeah, definitely. Nick?
So, Asuka.
Yeah, similar reasons. Treatment's been appalling. So I'm going to go for Asuka, 2 points.
I've gone Asuka, 2 points as well. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Braun Strowman.
I've got the same people. Braun, yeah.
And 3 points, because if he doesn't win that, it's time for him to leave the company.
Yeah,
he, the way he's being treated when he was a bona fide main event star, probably someone won it, really.
Yeah.
And they've just WWE booked him, basically.
He should have won the title in, I was going to say Yugoslavia, Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia, wasn't it?
Yeah, he should have won it there. I'm going to go VF Strowman, 2 points, based on I think with the winner, he's obviously won a lot now, hasn't he? He's won the Money in the Bank, the greatest Royal Rumble. Now he wins this, it's just another accolade for him, and he's the best one in there, isn't he?
I've got the same, 2 points, Braun.
It'll be Braun, or if they're going to go really crazy, it'll be that celebrity dude.
I can't even remember the names.
That'd be shocking, that would, wouldn't it?
Alright, then we got
what about Gronkowski? Could be him, couldn't it?
Maybe.
McGregor.
Isn't he just retired from American football?
Yeah, he's just retired. And Conor McGregor has retired from MMA as well.
The last reported kickoff match is the Cruiserweight Championship match. You got Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese.
Why would you put that on the kickoff? It's one of the best matches on the card. I think Buddy Murphy retains because they've had an opportunity to build up Nese before now, and he was getting some steam.
Yeah.
Like I was really enjoying his character and his wrestling skill. And then they kind of put the buffers on him, mm-hmm. and now out of nowhere they've kind of put him in the number one contender spot.
Yeah.
So I think Buddy Murphy's retaining, and I'm gonna say because unless he's changed, which I haven't been watching 205 live that much recently, to be fair, apart from the Tony Nese Cedric Alexander match, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Because the characters are both bad guys, I don't foresee a title change. So I'm going to say Buddy Murphy, 2 points.
Okay.
To retain.
I don't watch 205 Live, so I've got a clue about the build up to this. If you didn't watch 205 Live, you'd think Buddy Murphy was a face based on how he performs at pay per views. But he doesn't get any time on the mic, so you don't know he's a bad guy. I'm going to say Buddy Murphy too. Nick?
Buddy Murphy. Buddy Murphy, 2 points. Similar reasons. I don't believe in Tony Nese that much. Whether it's because I'm not a huge watcher of 205 Live, but I just think Buddy Murphy's been absolutely superb since going off the 205 roster last year. Funny enough, I saw his debut on 205 Live where he attacked Cedric Alexander from behind.
Yeah.
Wow. Which was the night after. Couple nights after WrestleMania because I was there.
That's two times he's got it in the same show. That is impressive, Nick.
He was just excellent since then, and he's gone from strength to strength. His match at Super Show Down Under was fantastic against Cedric, and I just think 100%. I've got 2 points because I don't actually know how well they built up Tony Nese. So you never know; he could also drop the belt for him to go on to Raw or SmackDown. So there's always that as well.
So on the main card, shall we start with the most recently announced match? So you got the Usos versus Ricochet and Black versus The Bar versus Nakamura and Rusev.
We don't just set the bar.
Were you surprised that neither the New Day or the Hardy Boys are in this match? What's the point in putting the Hardy Boys back together? You're not going to put them in a tag team title match.
Yeah, that is a bit weird.
Well, they're advertising the Hardy Boys to be in this match, aren't they?
The Hardy Boys are in the Battle Royal.
excuse me.
I think the New Day are just kind of accompany Kofi to the ring, I'm guessing. They've got nothing else. I don't think they're in a battle royal.
Yeah. Shock to the core that is a revival against Ricochet and Aleister Black because they've built that up really well.
Yeah, even if you threw that on the pre-show, you've got 2 hours. You could have four or five matches on the bloody thing.
Well, you've got to have an hour and 40 minutes of people talking, haven't you?
And then have all the adverts during the matches.
Yeah. Exactly. I think the Usos have a fantastic tag team. We've really stepped up since during the whole Uso Penitentiary shtick kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've been amazing. I'm thinking Ricochet and Black. Because, I'm going to go Ricochet and Black, but I'm just going to say 1 point because they should be winning the Raw tag titles instead.
Okay, Nick?
I want to go for the Usos. I think they'll retain. Kind of lost on that, actually had a big win, so maybe a win. So, I'm going to go for the Usos. 1 point.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going for the Usos, 1 point as well. Again, same reasons before. You don't tend to lose titles in multi-person matches. So.
It's quite a rushed match put together as well, so...
Yeah. Next, we've got Triple H versus Batista. No holds barred. If Triple H loses, he must retire from in-ring competition. Nick, do you want to go first on this one?
What match?
Triple H versus Batista.
I'm gonna go for Triple H 3 points. I think he's just for a simple reason he's got a lot left in the tank, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's not ready to retire. He can still get a lot of, especially with the big Saudi Arabia, big stars from Saudi Arabia shows.
Yeah, he's got a headline at least two of them this year. So.
Exactly. He's still a big name. And the thing is, if he wins as well, it doesn't put an end to Batista's career, does it? I don't think.
No, it's just Triple H had to put his career on the line.
I wouldn't even be surprised if Triple H wins, and then Batista still sticks around or what have you. So I'm going to go for Triple H win. And plus, they keep building up that Triple H has never beaten Batista. So, in fact,
this feels very, I don't know if it feels like this to you guys, but very Warrior Hogan.
Yeah.
As maybe. In, they've brought Batista back to WWE to lose to Triple H.
WCW Warrior Hogan.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go for, I'm going to change my mind.
Okay.
I'm going to go for my wild card. I'm going to go for my Dillinger card.
Ooh. 10 points.
Can he do that when he said he's picked his 3 points already?
He hasn't finished his go yet, so we haven't come on to you.
Oh,
so.
That's contentious.
Thank you, sir, Chris.
Oliver, do you want to go...
Change it to my Dillinger card. Thank you very much. Final answer.
Oliver?
I dispute that attire. That's a disputed error. Triple H and losing this match, is he?
No.
Like I said, it's very Warrior Hogan. Like, let's hope it's not an abomination of a match like that was. At Halloween Havoc.
You're gonna get the fire paper out and flow in Triple H's eyes.
Yeah.
Batista's eyes.
It was Halloween Havoc 97, wasn't it? And thankfully Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero was on that card. So almost forgiven for that.
Yeah, I think the whole undercard to that show was brilliant. Except for the main event.
Well, exactly. So feels very Warrior Hogan like. I'm getting you back to this company to get my win off you.
Yeah.
Triple H, 3 points.
Yeah, I'm the same. I've got Triple
H. Because I want to use my 10 for something else.
Yeah, I've got my 10 for something else. Yeah, I've gone 3 points, Triple H as well. I just can't see him losing. I'm perceived to be off recording. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 soon, I think, maybe. And that's due to come out in 2020. So.
I'm interested to see how Batista performs, though, because the improvement between when he started the Evolution to how he finished with the company was really, really good.
He doesn't have to be amazing. That's why they put them in no holds barred matches. You can just do lots of punches and kicks and
weapons. If you look back at the Undertaker match and matches to that kind of caliber, he was really impressive. So be interesting to see how he performs. But it is one of the matches I'm least looking forward to for the reasons I've already stated.
Yeah.
But, we'll just say Batista.
I hope it goes
back in the ring, basically.
10 minutes. Give it 10 minutes. I don't want it to be like a half hour.
Yeah, half an hour and you're going to kill the crowd. Yeah,
just give it 10 minutes. 10-15. Smashing each other in the head with chairs. That's all you want.
Yeah, exactly. Even if they have to block the chair shot because, concussions.
Next, we've got Kurt Angle's retirement match. Reportedly against Baron Corbin, even though there's rumours. Flying around at Cena's somehow get into this match, but
we'll go. The one I saw, but what they said about April Fools,
yeah,
was that Angle's going to tap out Corbin as soon as he gets in the ring, basically, and then Cena's going to come out.
Yeah, that's how I heard as well.
But they said April Fools, so I don't know. But I heard that before. Yeah, if WWE's got any sense and John Cena's available, that's the match everyone wants to see. Otherwise, people are just going to either sit on their hands or take a toilet break, aren't they?
Yeah.
During that match, and that'll be an absolute travesty. And
you're meant to lose Kurt Angle's career. You're meant to lose your last match. So I don't. You're going to lose to Baron Corbin.
That'll kill the crowd.
I have to go first on this one. I've gone Kurt Angle, 3 points. You know you're meant to lose your last match, but I can see that scenario happening where he taps up Corbin quickly and then Cena possibly comes out.
Much like yourself, there's no way he's losing this because obviously you're supposed to lose your last match and stuff, but no way he's losing this after the storyline about the general manager's side of things.
Yeah, look who Angle's beaten the last couple of weeks. He can't then lose the Baron Corbin after beating.
Well, exactly. I'm going to go 3 points go Angle. Are we going to say that Cena's going to be involved? And
we'll just go what's go again, announced.
Or just Corbin versus Angle?
Just Corbin versus Angle. That's the announcement. Okay, we'll just go what's 3 announced.
3 points Angle.
Okay, Nick?
I'm going to go for 2 points Kurt Angle, regardless of the opponent. I think it probably will be Corbin, because I think it probably will be Corbin, just because of the way they've hyped it up, and reading reports, apparently though, he's actually going to be which makes a bit of sense, albeit a bit underwhelming as it is his last match. I think 2 points Kurt Angle. Putting down the career, a fantastic career. I hope that obviously the night after all this is a big celebration. Not saying probably go for Ric Flair post Raw, but even they do sign off screen as well for him essentially. Yeah. But I do sign for the post Raw angle. It's just a farewell.
Yeah, because they might need Cena for this next match, Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio, because apparently Rey Mysterio got injured against Corbin on Monday, got a bit sus on Sunday. He was meant to wrestle Andrade last night, that got cancelled.
Spoilers galore on this show.
Joe.
That'd be fantastic though if it's Joe versus Cena, because that's like, what have we got, 2018 years in the making?
Yeah.
What is the deal with Cena these days? Like, is he actually injured or?
No, he's just a part timer, is he? So he just comes in for
the. Yeah.
He's probably had like a build to WrestleMania. Does he not want to do anything anymore, like any storylines at all?
He's picking and choosing when he does, isn't he?
I think he was
due to take on Drew McIntyre, but that kind of fell by the wayside.
Well, yeah. Did Drew actually injure him, or was that a storyline?
That was a storyline.
That was a storyline.
He was never going to be in the Rumble. They just advertised him to be in the Rumble.
That's
unbelievable.
Surely it doesn't make too much sense.
Alright, shall we go with what's been announced? So, who do you think is going to win out of Ray and Joe? And if the match doesn't happen, we'll just scrap the points.
I think Joe still needs to keep it on Joe. He's only just got the belt. I think, like what I said earlier, Matt Riddle holding on to the United States being very hot potato as well. So, I think you need to keep it on Joe and get a bit of prestige in the title.
Okay.
Joe, 2 points.
Okay, Oliver.
Much like what Nick said, I think Rey Mysterio is timeless. Just having probably the year of his career lately. Some of the matches he's had on Andrade, in particular, have been outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody who has had so many knee surgeries, considering how much he flies around the ring, he's pretty incredible. Doesn't need to win this title though, because I thought it'd be Andrade versus Mysterio at WrestleMania, to be honest.
Yeah.
And that would be the best use of Mysterio. This will be a great match, and much like Nick, I think Samoa Joe needs to retain because he's waited over, almost just under 2 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
2 years since debuting on the main roster, and this is his first main, singles title. So mm-hmm. yeah, needs to keep hold of it. Okay. And I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say 3 points. He needs to get involved with this.
Yeah, I've gone Samoa Joe 2 points. They could, I've just got a feeling they could go feel good and just give it Ray it for a day or something. I'm gonna go Samoa Joe. Same at Man vs.
The
Miz.
Well, the reason Ray come back was so Dominic could be able to get an opportunity with WWE, isn't it? That's what I heard.
He's training with Ray, isn't he?
Yeah,
it's massive.
He does look a little bit more older now.
Crazy the difference.
Do you want to rush through these next two? Got Shane McMahon versus The Miz. Falls count anywhere?
The Miz, 3 points.
Yeah, I think Miz, 2 points, I think.
Yeah, Shane McMahon doesn't win matches. Unless he's in the final for Best in the World tournaments. But he doesn't win matches at WrestleMania. So. And it's been a pretty decent build to this match as well. But.
Well, unless he's against his dad.
Yeah. I've won 3 points. So. AJ Styles versus Randy Orton.
See, it depends who WWE wants to get behind. AJ's just signed that contract.
Yeah.
New contract. This should be a really interesting match. This is the.
I'm quite looking forward to this match.
I think this is going to be a great match. I've really got into this storyline.
It's been really good. I haven't seen SmackDown, but I've heard some of the things that's been said on there.
It's one that the start where you're a bit like, before it begins, you're a bit like, meh, here's what it is. They're just trying to fill up a match. But the actual rivalry, I've really got into it. And
Same here.
I'm going to go for. Yes. I'm going to go for 2 points at AJ Styles.
Ooh.
And I've got a feeling there could potentially be a handshake after.
Oh, respectful handshake, that could be done, yeah. I've got 1 point, AJ. So.
There's no way Randy Orton's shaking AJ's hand. He'll deliver an RKO before he does that, surely.
Shake hands and then RKO out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
I suppose you could keep the rivalry going for...
I'd keep it going and then put a stipulation on it and stuff. I mean, what are the two of them going to be doing after WrestleMania? And when you've got another show within the next month, then it's important to keep rivalries going, isn't it? So, I'm going to go with... I think that the way it needs to go is an AJ win, so I'm going to go with 3 points for AJ.
Okay.
He needs that win, in all honesty.
Alright, next up we've got WWE...
And hopefully a WrestleMania moment, sorry.
WWE Intercontinental Championship. We've got Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor, and this is where all my confidence points are going. I'm playing my Dillinger card on the Demon King winning this match.
Is he coming back, the Demon?
Yes.
He is.
Yes. Demon doesn't lose.
So
he's not losing to Lashley.
He doesn't lose, does he?
He doesn't lose to Lashley.
not going to use my 10 on this match either, but 3 on Finn Balor.
Nick?
Three points to Finn Balor.
Okay, then we've got Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre.
Roman, 3 points. this is another rivalry I've really got into. And
I completely agree with you there, Nick.
I don't like it when real stuff happens outside of that, especially if it's like as serious as Roman Reigns, where they need to mention the cancer.
Yeah.
However, I think given that this rivalry obviously needed something to get going, I did kind of like Drew's promo of your children have already watched you fight near death once, don't put them through it again.
I like the way he kept calling him Joe, though. Call him Roman. His character's
called
Roman.
Yeah, that was a bit too... I didn't need to call him by his name.
Yeah.
But I did like the way you're saying that about the... Don't want your kids to put you through the pain again. But I don't want them to go over the top. I don't want him doing that just to quickly get the rivalry going because it's happened just after. It's the first few. But say post, like, canceled SummerSlam, I don't know, argument's sake, Reigns is in a feud with Bobby Lashley, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then it'll be daft doing it again. It's do it once. It's fresh in, obviously, what's happened. It's come back. It's helped the rivalry. Leave it as that. I don't want them to bring it up again because it's a real-life situation.
Okay. So what are you going for?
I'm going to go for Reigns, 3 points.
3 points. Oliver?
See, there's the heart and the head in this situation. I desperately want Drew McIntyre to win.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Because he needs that win to cement it. I don't care if he has to cheat to win. Just something. He's got to beat Roman Reigns. And if Roman Reigns beats him, I don't think it does. It really hurts Drew McIntyre. So it's one of these things where I could take a punt on it and know that I'm probably going to lose points. But I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre with a point. Possibly this is when Ambrose turns on Reigns. Maybe.
Yeah, they haven't mentioned Ambrose got to be on the show.
Exactly. Apparently, after the Raw, he came out and stood down Baron Corbin and gave a bow to the audience.
Yeah, I heard that.
They said that was the last time he was going to be used on Raw. So, no, there's got to be, you know, if he does stay in the company or he goes and stuff, it's really, really bad on WWE's part to not have a feud between Ambrose and Reigns. It's ready made. Do you know what I mean? It just needs that one thing to ignite it. And hopefully that'll be when McIntyre beats Reigns at WrestleMania. It's because of Dean Ambrose.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to go. I've got 2 points on Reigns. I could see after the match, maybe Ambrose gets the whatever his kick's called, I can't think of what's called off the summit. And he stands tall at the end of the match, but I can see Reigns winning this match. So. Right. Last one before the main event. So we've got the women's tag team title match. You have Bayley and Banks versus Phoenix and Natalya versus the Iconics versus Nax and Tamina. I've got 2 points on Banks and Bayley. Same reasons every other time. It's multi-man. Yeah.
I'm gonna go Sasha and Bayley. 1 point. I haven't actually enjoyed the booking for this too much. I feel it's been a bit all over the place. Whilst I do like Beth coming out of retirement, she looked very good in the match on Raw this week. It just seems a bit all over. They could all have a very good 2-on-2 match, especially the Iconics.
Yeah.
It feels like they're all. I don't know.
Everyone's been stuck in matches to get the roster on WrestleMania, which to an extent is really good of WWE to get people a payday, but it you know, puts people in a position where you're just thrown into a match.
Yeah,
that's not good from a fan's perspective.
Yeah, I think we predicted nearly loads of fatal four-way matches, and there isn't as many as I thought there was going to be.
I think in this instance, once again with the Drew McIntyre Roman Reigns kind of scenario, my heart says the Iconics. I think this would be a really good time to put the titles on them, but you could have put it in a position maybe where they don't take the pinfall.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you said Money in the Bank, didn't you, Nick? Next, Nick.
Yes.
So, yeah, so the feud could carry on then between SmackDown and Raw and the Iconics and Banks and Bayley. So I'm going to hesitantly put... I'm gonna go with Drew McIntyre route again, I think. Much like the Super Showdown match that the Iconics needed to win, I'd love to see him win this, but I'm going to go hesitantly 1 point for the new women's tag team champions.
My only reason for going Bayley and Banks is, I think, apart from it being a multi-person match, I think they want them to defend them on an NXT TakeOver, and that's not till June.
Yeah, it's not till June. I think that'd be, yeah, I think, you know, I agree.
I can see it being Sky Pirates versus Banks and Bayley at the next NXT.
Yeah.
Else I don't see the point of them showing up on NXT a couple of weeks ago.
But they can win and lose the titles in between, can't they?
Yeah, maybe.
Say if the Iconics were to cheat, which is probably more likely than Drew cheating.
Yeah, definitely.
But Ambrose will make sure Drew wins, sorry. So the Iconics are more likely to cheat than, and they could win the titles and lose the titles, and they could still face the Sky Pirates, couldn't they? So, yeah.
Alright, so before we get into the three main events, we asked our Twitter followers which is the most likely result, that Becky doesn't win, Seth doesn't win, or Kofi doesn't win. Before I announce the results, what are your thoughts? Who's the most likely result?
We'll
have to put points on it at the moment. We'll go to that a bit later, but just quickly.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think the most likely to not win is probably Seth.
Yeah.
I think Kofi's most likely to lose.
Wow.
I've got a feeling that the New Day are going to turn on him.
I hope not.
No, I hope not as well. I've just got a funny feeling.
Yeah.
I think the New Day will turn on him after the match.
No.
When he wins.
It needs to be a feel-good moment.
Well, that's
what I'm but the feel-good moment is the women being the main event and the result of that match, surely. Everything else can be whatever, but...
It's how the show ends
that's the most important.
If they're going to turn him on, I'd have him turn on him at Money in the Bank and then do a triple threat match at SummerSlam or something. Make him lose the title at Money in the Bank.
I've just thought about somebody who might have a really good chance at the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Okay.
That we probably haven't thought about. I'm not going to change because obviously we've talked about it and stuff. But because of his injuries taking him out of the WWE title scene, Mustafa Ali.
What?
I'm not going to change. I just completely spaced.
You mean Ali?
Is Owens in the bloody battle royal as well?
He must be. I don't know. I'm not going to list in front of me.
Here's hoping. Otherwise, he's not KO Mania 3, is he?
Oh, what a dopey.
All right, so the results. our Twitter followers said 18% said Becky, 30% said Kofi, and 52% said Seth. I completely agree with our followers. I think Brock versus Seth has had the least build, so it's had the least fan involvement, so it's the least likely to get shit on if Brock wins. So, yeah, but then I think, will WWE want the Rumble winner to lose 2 years in a row? So that, which is why I put one confident point on Seth winning.
Okay, so we're going straight into this.
Would someone get that bloody belt on Brock?
Yes, I completely understand where you're coming from there, but if you look at Raw, the challenger never, you know, defeats the champion in terms of how the imagery looks.
Yeah.
The week before. That never happens, first of all. Seth's still
tall, didn't he, this week? So that's
well, exactly. Yeah. Seth should defeat Brock Lesnar because we need to have a Universal Champion that's always around. But I just don't see it happening. So I'm going to go...
Lesnar, man to ever face all three.
What did you say, Nick?
Brock Lesnar's the first man in WWE history to face all three members of the Shield at WrestleMania.
Well, that's a good fact, yeah.
Good point. I'm going to go with... Because it could still change in the days before the show and stuff, but
yeah.
I'm going to go with 1 point on Brock Lesnar to retain.
2 points on Seth.
Two points.
I've got to get the belt off Brock, haven't I? Enough is enough.
And it's time for a change.
And you never know, Ambrose could actually help Seth. It could be Ambrose's ultimate apology.
That's a really good show, in all honesty.
That could be good.
That would make things go full circle, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Next up, we have Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston, WWE Championship. Nick, do you want to go first on this one?
Daniel Bryan, 1 point. For points I made earlier, I think the New Day might turn.
Yeah, when you look at it, the New Day have put Kofi Kingston in the match, haven't they?
Yeah.
By winning the tag team gauntlet, so, yeah.
I think it's because I've just sadly suffered from being brainwashed by WWE, where they just love someone turning on someone. You don't need to do it all the time. There's no reason why, for the rest of their careers, the New Day can't stay together and all have good single careers as well, despite all being pals.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll keep them as mates.
Yeah, well, there's no need to. You don't need to always split someone up.
It makes sense in this one, though, Nick, in terms of they've been put together with Kofi, who's been like a veteran, and that's how they kind of came along. And now they've won the match that puts him in the WrestleMania main event. They're not even on the card. Do you know what I mean? You think about all the reasons to turn somebody. There's a hell of a lot of reasons I've just given you.
Okay, so what's your prediction?
I think Kofi's there because Ali got injured. So I don't know if this Kofi mania is gonna continue. In all honesty, he is fantastic. Being under the New Day banner and stuff made him look, however they wanted to make him look. 2-0 to Chelsea, Nick.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And it's a difficult one, really. It's one of those where Bryan's been amazing.
Yeah.
In the build up to this, the way he's got people to hate him when they were so grateful for him to be back at the beginning of, his last run. Mm-hmm. And then he really summoned his like Chris Jericho 2008 kind of side of things. Mm-hmm. Where he isn't wrong with his thoughts and feelings on certain things, but the fans just hate him.
Yeah.
And it's been really amazing to watch. So I'd probably keep the title on Daniel Bryan, but you can go with the wave of momentum that is Kofi Kingston. But once again, Bryan won the title at WrestleMania 30, and that kind of was the pinnacle.
Yeah.
So could the same thing happen to Kofi Kingston there? Obviously, we're not going to know. I'm going to go with Kingston wins and the New Day turn on him. So, but I'm going to be hesitant and put a point on it.
Okay. I'm going 3 points on Kofi. The fans would shit all over this if Kofi doesn't win. The storyline, the amount of hoops he's had to jump through to get into it. He can't not win. Even if he just holds it for a month till the next pay-per-view.
Was there a gauntlet match on SmackDown this week? Because if there wasn't, that's not really a true SmackDown.
No, there wasn't. Alright, so we come to the main event. So we've got Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair for a triple threat match for both the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championships. No word whether it'll be a unification match or just all it says at the moment is both titles are on the line. Who wants to go first on this one?
It's time to use up my Tidy Linger points.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's no, well, with what's happened with Charlotte lately, I am worried, but there's no way they're not going to allow Becky to win this match.
Imagine the boos at the end of WrestleMania if Becky doesn't walk out as champion.
Exactly. So 10 points on the man, Becky Lynch.
Yeah, I'm a bit more hesitant. I've gone for 2 points on Becky Lynch because they love Charlotte so much.
No, Charlotte's fantastic. To come from a gymnastics background, to be trained to be a wrestler. Obviously, you've got the genes of Ric Flair, but you've had to, and she's even more athletic than him, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
The matches that she's had, and she's held the women's division up across the two brands, she is fantastic, but it would go against everything if Becky Lynch didn't win this match.
Becky, 2 points.
2 points.
All right. Have you used your 10 points, Chris?
Yes, I did it on Finn Balor to beat Bobby Lashley because he's got to be
okay.
Demon.
And you've used your 10 points, Nick.
Yes. Yeah, Nick went for Triple H.
He's got Batista, Triple H, and the War Raiders.
Yeah, okay.
This is Brian Adamson telling you to listen to Broken But Glorious Podcast.
So, thanks for joining us for our predictions. We also have a partnership with Powerslam.tv, so if you want to get a month's free access to over 110 promotions, over 4,000 hours, I think, of wrestling action, use the promo code BROKENFREE. If you enjoy our show, please follow us on Twitter at BBGWPod.
Sorry.
And look out for our reviews of NXT TakeOver New York. I think New Year here. NXT TakeOver New York. And WrestleMania 35 next week. So, good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, all.